With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. You may encounter wildlife in your garden, and it's important to know whether they will damage your plants and how to keep damage to a minimum. The two animals you will have most trouble with in our area are deer and rabbits. Deer are the most common garden pest in the U.S. and will feast on about anything. One deer consumes between 5 and 10 pounds of plant material per day. Besides eating, deer can also rub antlers on the base of trees to mark territory. The best way to keep deer out of your garden is a combination of the following: choosing plants deer shy away from browsing, using physical barriers like fences, and placing trap plants, such as oaks, that will provide a food source, away from your desirable garden plants. Rabbits will decimate vegetable gardens in the late spring and early summer and target herbaceous plants and garden beds. Fencing is the most effective control method for exclusion, but unlike with deer, where the fences need to be 8 feet tall or higher, rabbit fencing only needs to be 2 feet tall to keep out all rabbit species. An alternative exclusion method is a floating row cover that can be moved over the vegetables most susceptible to rabbit damage. Most fruiting vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, and corn will be safe from rabbit damage, so exclusion tactics should be used on more susceptible plants such as leaf vegetables. The other wildlife you might have problems with are birds. Bird damage is often relegated to fruit trees, soft fruits, and some ornamentals, depending on what type of bird you're dealing with. Many birds will go after soft fruits, such as strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, grapes, currants, or gooseberries. A few will instead target tree fruits, especially peaches. Woodpeckers and sapsuckers will target any tree with sap or insects that frequent the inside of the trunks, most notably pines. This damage will often be mistaken for borer damage. The primary way you can tell the difference is that borer damage will occur randomly on the trunk, while woodpecker and sapsucker damage will occur at the same height in a circle around the entire trunk. The control for any type of bird damage will be the same: put out an alternative food source. For woodpeckers and sapsuckers, they will need a high-energy food source like suet. For fruit targeters, a fresh orange or raisins. For most birds, black oil sunflower seeds will be the preferred food source. If you don't want to commit to feeding the birds, a visual or sound decoy would work instead. Sound will always be more effective. While they may not always be able to see the decoy, they will always be able to hear it. As with other control methods, a combination of the above will be the most effective in keeping pesky birds away from your plants. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.